Fine does not pay.
Boy, oh boy, some party, huh, Maggie?
Was it? I hadn't noticed.
Just terrific, baby.
Well, let's see now. This is Friday. Seems to me we had the same party, except for my little invention, every night this week.
Oh, but that invention, Maggie, you're a genius. Just like me.
Okay, genius. Then how about figuring some way to have some real fun?
There's nothing wrong with this layout. Everybody thinks it's swell.
Everybody but me. I want out. Fast.
Ah, come on to bed, Maggie. You'll feel better in the morning.
I hate the country. I hate staying in one spot. I promise you, Joe, I won't feel better in the morning.
Yes, you will. Come on, let's hit the hay.
Better get this straight, Joey. I don't want to hit the hay. I want to see the world.
In the interest of good citizenship and law enforcement, we present Crime Does Not Pay, based on the famous Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer series of short subjects. In just a moment, you will hear Ingenious Woman, starring Barbara O'Neill. Now, Crime Does Not Pay, starring Barbara O'Neill as Maggie Davis in Ingenious Woman. They were riding high. Joe Davis had the perfect layout. A huge house on a back road within reach of a good-sized city, but still isolated. The gang loved it, from Joe himself all the way down the line to Snoopy Stark, who just drove the getaway cars. Yes, they all loved it, even Joe's wife, Maggie, or so it seemed. And their parties were something to talk about out there where noise and general rowdyism couldn't disturb any neighbor.
Hey, Maggie, how's about a smooch, eh?
Stop it, Hot Shot. You're not funny when you're like this.
Oh, come on, Maggie. Joey won't mind.
He better mind.
Well, naturally, I mind. What do I mind?
Oh, you go away, too.
You hear that, Hot Shot? Is that a way to treat a one and only husband?
One and only is right. When they made you, they took one look and gave up in disgust.
What's with you, Maggie? This is a swell party.
Yeah, sure. Exactly like the party last night, and the night before that, and the night before that.
So what?
So plenty. I'm bored.
Hey, fellas. Yeah. Hey, fellas.
Wait a minute.
Maggie's bored. Make her laugh.
Oink, 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 oink.
Not very funny.
You got any ideas?
Your turn, Maggie.
Hey, ideas. Who's got ideas?
Yeah, let me hear the ideas. Who's got it?
Well, as a matter of fact, I have an idea.
You got an idea.
Yeah. You want to play a new game?
Yeah.
Well, okay. Now, listen.
I'm game.
While you gentlemen have been sleeping your days away, little Maggie's been busy.
So that's why I can't get into the library.
Well, I picked the library, dear, because there's nothing in it you'd care to read anyway.
Yeah, there's no comic books.
Larry's funny. Go ahead, Maggie.
Well, who wants to be it?
What is it, blind man's buff?
No way. Who's it?
Well, how's about we flip for it, huh?
Yeah.
Odd man. Okay. And no two-headed coin.
Yeah.
All right, well, now, when I say three, fellas, one, two, three.
Tails.
Tails. Me too. I'm it, I guess. Heads.
Well, then come along with Mama.
To the library?
To the library. The rest of you stay here till I call you.
Hey, where's the lights?
No lights. You're not supposed to see. And I don't have to.
Just like post office when I was a kid.
Yes, dear. Just. Now sit down, Eager.
Where?
Here. That's a good boy.
Hey, it's an armchair.
Hold the arms. Good. Now, one side.
What you doing, Maggie?
Now, the other side.
Hey, what's the idea?
And the legs.
I got it. That made me feel like I was getting a hot seat.
Now, the latest sachet chapeau for Eager's lovely head.
Now, Maggie, let me out of there.
And last, the lights.
Hey, it is a hot seat.
All right, boys.
Hey, what's the matter?
You want to be witness?
Come on. what?
Hey, he's cute, all strapped in.
Don't he look natural? This for the Brooklyn job or that one in Florida?
Make her let me out of this. Come on, Maggie, let me out. This feels like maybe it works.
You want to see?
Hey, can you beat that, Dave?
Hey, Maggie, let him out of that chair.
Why? A good tickle never hurt anybody. I hear they give shock treatments to nuts, even.
You're not kidding.
You see, I rigged it to the wall plug.
Maggie, don't do it.
Well, it didn't spoil my fun. Of course not. Well, here we go, boys.
Hey, Maggie, don't.
Yeah! Oh, that didn't hurt, did it? You want another little tickle, Eager?
Hey, that's terrific, huh?
Hey, Maggie, you're really something.
What an idea, what an idea. Hey, fellas, get me out of here. Hey, look at him jump. Give it to him, Maggie.
Yeah, come on.
Hey, this is just like the real thing.
Hit him again, Maggie, hit him again. Go ahead.
Okay, boys, okay, Eager's had enough. Who wants to call Madeline Nenshin next?
Boy, oh boy, some party, huh, Maggie?
Was it? I hadn't noticed.
Just to riff, baby.
Let's see now, this is Friday. Seems to me we had the same party, except for my little invention, every night this week.
Oh, but that invention, Maggie, you're a genius, like me.
Okay, genius. And how about figuring some way for us to have some real fun?
Well, what's wrong with this layout? Everybody thinks it's swell.
Everybody but me. I want out, and fast.
Ah, come on to bed, Maggie. You'll feel better in the morning.
I hate the country. I hate staying in one spot. I promise you, Joe, I won't feel better in the morning.
Yes, you will. Come on, let's hit the hay.
You better get this straight, Joey. I don't want to hit the hay. I want to see the world.
All of a sudden, the world.
All of a sudden, nothing. Before we got married, you promised me trips, cars, and clothes. What have I got? 12-room hole in the country and no place to get dressed up for if I had the clothes.
All right, all right. So what, where, and how?
Well, now look, Joe. You could let the boys keep house here, you see. We've got the passports. We never used them. We could get a couple of visas for England. Hop a plane and be over there in no time.
You got it all figured, haven't you?
Well, of course. You think all I do with my time is figure out how to build phony electric chairs?
Say, Mrs. Davis, having you over here is both a pleasure and a profit.
Well, thank you, Albert. You're sweet.
Of course, we've had our own methods of operation, but you Americans are most efficient. Yes, quite.
What is it here, Lennon? Your cap's on a slow side?
Well, not at all, Davis. Manpower shortage, the war and all.
The pickings ought to be terrific.
Not quite that, Mrs. Davis, but good enough.
Well, what's holding you back? Hot cars ought to net you plenty, if you have an organization.
We have the organization, but so has Harry Layton.
Who's that?
Well, Harry controls the south of England. He's been expanding his activities in our direction.
Well, why don't you stop him?
His gunners are as good as ours. We aren't especially anxious to have any of our boys hurt.
Hey, you gotta take chances sometimes.
In this racket, you don't have to.
We'd be very happy to listen to a suggestion, Mrs. Davis.
Now, take it easy, Maggie.
You boys ever rig a torpedo under a hood?
El?
Never heard of it.
Me either. If you'd be so good, Mrs. Davis.
Well, it's really quite simple. All you need, basically, are a few sticks of dynamite and some wire.
Since the war, explosives are plentiful. Your American factories sent us some marvelous supplies.
Kind of underground martial plan, you might call it.
Fair enough. Well, now then, this is the way you might do it. Mm. First, you'd have to have access to your friend Harry's car.
Simple enough.
And then you have your torpedo ready with a primer that'll go off on a 6-volt battery.
I begin to see. Connect the primer to the battery.
Blow yourself up? No. Connected under the car's hood to the terminals of the ignition switch.
That's my wife, fellas, the electrical wizard.
Which is the feminine of that word, Joey?
Yeah, it's the same thing. Go ahead, teacher.
Well, it's obvious, isn't it? Friend Harry turns on his ignition, boom. No more car. No more Harry, and no more competition.
Might be worth a try. Think so, Al?
Worth a try? I'll say so. And quite efficient. Yes, most efficient. In that true American fashion.
That you, Joe?
Right. Well, the boys did it, Maggie. Every one of those silly London news hawks with the sandwich signs, you know?
What about them?
Special, get your special edition, Gang Warfare. Eddie Layton goes up in smoke. Hold everything. Yeah?
Sergeant Detective Rivers, CID. May I come in?
CID, what's that?
Come right in, Sergeant. CID. Oh, that's Scotland Yard, isn't it?
Yes, madam, quite correct. I assume you are Mr. and Mrs. Joseph Davis?
And what if we are?
There are no ifs about it, Mr. Davis. We've been with you, shall we say, since your arrival here in England.
Well, well, well.
Yes, madam. I dropped by to advise you we've taken James Lennon into custody. We expect very shortly to apprehend Albert Maxwell.
And what's that got to do with us?
Nothing, I trust. However, we do know of your contacts with the parties in question, and we regret to inform you that the Foreign Office finds it necessary to cancel your visas at once. They have so informed your ambassador. We expect you to act accordingly as soon as transportation is available, or we shall have to take you in charge. Good day, sir. Madam.
What was he yakking about?
Oh, don't you get it, dimwit? Start packing. In plain American, we've been given the heave-ho. Right out of dear old London.
In just a moment, Crime Does Not Pay will continue with Ingenious Woman. Now we continue with Crime Does Not Pay, starring Barbara O'Neill as Maggie Davis in Ingenious Woman. While Maggie packed their trunks and bags, Joe Davis tried for space on planes leaving England. There was none available. Joe tried the big ocean liners. Joe tried the smaller passenger vessels. Joe and Maggie finally arrived in Miami, Florida, aboard a grimy freighter. Maggie did not permit Joe to forget that voyage for a long time.
50 square feet of deck for 15 days. That's all we had. 50 square feet of rolling deck. And the food and that stupid first mate.
All right, I heard it all before.
Yeah, and you'll hear it again, great brain. Oh, we had the passports. No one will check us. Don't get new ones under phony names. So Scotland Yard tails us from the minute we got off that plane.
Now listen, it was your idea. The passports, I mean.
Not after I thought about it, it wasn't.
Who wanted to see the world? Well, you saw it. London, Liverpool, and every lousy port in the West Indies until we hit here. Don't you complain. Me, I'm glad to be back in a country where people talk American.
All the good it does. A third-rate, broken-down flea bag they call a hotel. Not even on the beach. The city of Miami on the wrong side of Biscayne Bay.
This joint is perfect for my operations.
Your what now, lame brain?
It may interest you, Mrs. Lame Brain, that I'm taking over the bookies in this burg.
Oh, and buying a half interest in the racetrack, no doubt.
Could be someday.
Someday? When?
Snoopy and Eager are coming down.
Oh, tell me when. I'm going to rig another little electric chair for little Eager.
Day after tomorrow. Then leave the chairs alone.
Don't worry about that. Well, Eager will be afraid to sit down around here. What's your plan?
Well, frankly, dearest, it's none of your business.
Now look, as long as I'm married to you...
This is one operation I'm running my way.
You know Big Jim Palmer runs the rackets around here?
So what? I'll cut him down to size. Stick around, Maggie. You'll see fireworks before the winter's over. Okay, Eager. That's the jerk on the corner.
Right. Hold the phone. We'll show him, huh, Snoopy?
Yeah, we'll show him, boss.
Hey, you taking the bets around here?
What if I am?
Joey Davis takes his cut direct.
You working for Joey?
I don't kid about that. Joey's sitting right in the car this time to back me up. Pay. 10%.
Says you. Here's the pigeon, fella.
Hey, Joey, it's a frame.
Yeah, get going. Quick.
Where's Eager?
Eager's dead. Didn't you see him get it in the head? Now drive before they cut us to pieces. Hey, Maggie. Hey, give me a hand. Snoopy's hurt.
Her dad? Where's Eager?
Eager's dead. They open up on us with a chopper.
My arm. It's broke, I tell you. Yeah. My arm is
broke.
Come
on, put Snoopy on the couch. Get his jacket off.
Oh. Yeah.
You and your half interest in racetracks. Oh. What'd you do? Try to take a bookie in broad daylight?
Yeah, I figured it'd scare the pants off a big... How'd you know?
I know you, dummy.
Oh, my arm, my arm.
Oh, it's not so bad. Only a flesh wound. Were you followed here?
How would I know? We just beat it.
Oh, that ties it. You botched it again. I'll start packing, bright boy, while I tie up your boyfriend here before he bleeds to death. In a minute. Oh.
Hello, Maggie. Remember me?
Well, nobody forgets Jim Palmer.
Right. Except maybe that bake brain you married.
What's your spiel?
Still sticking to him, kid? Want a job with me?
I said, what's your spiel?
Joey here?
He's out. Looking for a drugstore. Hey, is anything open on Sunday in Philadelphia?
My eyes are. Wide enough to see a character in town, I want out of town. Tell Joey when he comes back. You got 24 hours to scram out of Philly. Or it'll be as unhealthy around here as a certain street corner in Miami.
I sure miss Snoopy. Don't you, Maggie?
Yeah, like a hole in the head.
He's probably having himself a time on that farm.
Uh-huh. If there is a farm.
Oh, there is. I saw pictures of it once. And his uncle and aunt.
Good place for Snoopy. For the pigs.
Ah, can't you ever say anything decent about anybody?
Why should I? What have I got? Except you.
Ah, nuts. I'm going out.
Where?
Out. I'll tell you after I've been there.
Maggie, my girl. You soft in the head, sticking with this jerk. Well, quick trip.
Hey, Maggie. Two of Jim's boys, Rod Stavis and Shiv Hines, across the street.
Well, what are they doing? Waiting for a streetcar?
No. For me.
Say, you got the shakes. Jim chased us out of Miami and Philly, not New York.
Well, I didn't tell you. I got a message. Out of New York, too. I thought we could maybe hide out.
You thought? You what? Where's my hat?
Hey, where are you going?
To the movies. There's a swell gangster picture up the block.
Oh, no, Maggie, cut it out. You can't leave me alone.
Oh, they won't try anything here. Too many witnesses. Anyhow, they'll wait for night. Stay here, crumb bum. Maybe I'll think of something to get you out of this.
Oh, Maggie, no. Have a heart. Maggie!
Which one of you is Rod Stavis?
Who wants to know?
I'm Maggie Davis.
Yeah? Pleased to meet you. This here is Shiv Hines.
Oh. Hello, Shiv.
Yeah.
I understand you boys have an interest in my husband.
You might call it that. The boss has.
I know. I saw him in Philly.
Offer you a job?
He did.
The boss likes his dames grown up.
Meaning exactly what?
You don't play with kids.
I'm not a kid.
You'll do. Too bad your guy ain't got brains to match your looks.
I'm beginning to feel that way myself.
Yeah. Why don't you ditch him?
I promised my mother I'd never get a divorce.
At all? Forget it. Look, lady, for a dame whose guy is on the spot, you sure are taking up time with the wrong people.
Am I, Rod?
It's you?
Well, maybe not. Maybe the job you fellas have to do works two ways.
So what?
So maybe there's a quiet little place around here we could go and talk.
What about?
Oh, things like husbands, knives. You like to talk about knives, don't you, Shiv?
Mrs. Davis?
Right here, Rod.
The boss said okay.
Good. Now, you won't nuff this now. I've had enough botched jobs to last me a lifetime.
Don't worry about that.
All right, start talking.
You go in the front way. This key opens the vestibule door.
Yeah, gotcha.
Two flights up, door facing the head of the stairs.
Yeah.
Second floor rear.
Yeah.
He didn't even take a front room.
He ain't sitting there with a heater waiting for us, because if he is, Big Jim will see to it that you die slow and uncomfortable.
He's sound asleep. Doesn't even know I'm out. Here's the key to that door.
Huh? You sure make this easy.
Yeah. Hey, maybe we can do an ears job.
A what?
Red holds his ears. I say, look at us, Joey. Then I slit him.
Maybe you can.
All right, come on, Shiv. Time's a-wasting.
You coming, Mrs. Davis?
No, I'll wait till you come back. And I'll go up and find him.
Good enough. All right, come on, let's go.
This one ought to go quick.
Good. Now, get the hood up. Set it. There. Between the engine and the dashboard. Wires? Nice little work line. Don't even need the flash. All set. He turns the ignition key. Boom. Joey'll be done. And no witnesses. Neat. Well, he should be through by now. Well, that was fast.
Like a hot knife through butter. Pretty neat. Let's go, Mrs. Davis.
Go? Where?
You didn't think Jim would let you go around loose after this job, did you?
Oh. I see. Here?
No. Boss said to take you out a ways.
He did? Boss wants me out a ways. In this car?
Right. Told us just where and how.
It'll be quick.
Oh, it'll be quick, all right. Very quick. Is she driving? Or do you hold that gun on me and drive at the same time, Rod?
Shiv drives. We sit in the back. All right, get in.
Certainly.
You make her stop that, Rod. She makes me laugh.
You wouldn't want me not to laugh in my last moments, would you, Shiv?
All right, shut the door, Shiv. We got the car keys.
Well, here goes nothing.
Hey, you're so right, Shiv. Here goes nothing. Turn the key, Shiv. Here goes nothing.
Start the car, Shiv.
Got it. Here we go.
Just remember, Shiv, the joke was on all of us.
Fine does not pay. Barbara O'Neill, who was starred as Maggie Davis in Ingenious Woman, will be back with you in just a moment. Now, here in person is Barbara O'Neill.
I think the story of Maggie Davis, a woman who finally destroyed herself, is something to think about. Actually, where does the fault lie? with the woman herself? Or does the fault lie with the society, which failed to provide proper channels for this woman and her talents? That is something to think about as we evaluate the losses caused by crime to ourselves as well as to the criminals. That is something to think about each time we reiterate the phrase, crime does not pay.
Thank you, Barbara O'Neill. Crime Does Not Pay is written by Ira Marion and directed by Max D. Loeb, with music composed and conducted by John Gart. Technical advisor is Burton B. Turkus. The events, characters, and names used in the story you've just heard are fictitious. Any similarity is purely coincidental.